Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurology report on Douglas Jones, J-O-N-E-S, address is 351 Reservoir, R-E-S-E-R-V-O-I-R Road, Weaverville, W-E-A-V-E-R-V-I-L-L-E Road, California, 96093, phone 530-784-0031, ID is XXX XXX4200, date of birth 1-16-1943, 80-year-old, retired. College teacher, insurance is Medicare/Aetna, A-E-T-N-A. The pharmacy is CVS-Weaverville. It is addressed to 2nd Donald Krause, K-R-O-U-S-E-M-D, Trinity Community Health Clinic, 31 Easter Avenue, Weaverville, California, 96093, phone 530-623-4186, ID is the other phone number is 530-623-4397, parenthesis, fax, and parenthesis. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with recent findings of ataxia following a traumatic head injury. Dear Dr. Krause and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Douglas Jones for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, Douglas is an 80-year-old right-handed retired teacher who suffered a trip and fall injury on his back porch, hitting his head on the concrete slab, not necessarily with loss of consciousness, but developing unsteadiness on his feet that he noticed almost immediately afterwards. Subparagraph, he was initially seen, and I believe CT imaging at the clinic or the hospital was reported to be non-contributory. New paragraph. He does have a history of some other traumatic injuries, but not necessarily of a very serious nature. New paragraph, he's currently treated for dyslipidemia, hypertension, gastric distress, incontinence, nocturnal nerve pain, and medication for pain relief, including gabapentin, APAP, codeine, and tramadol. Medical adverse reactions not reported, new paragraph. He has noticed that since this accident happened that he's developed some motor ataxia and dragging of the right foot, new paragraph. He gave a past medical history of having childhood measles and chicken pox, as well as adult cataracts and some skin cancer, new paragraph. He does give a history of some dyspnea with ambulation and laying down, possible reduced circulation. He also gives a history of possibly some coldness more than before. New paragraph, he has some difficulty swallowing liquids, but denied a hoarseness, change in his voice, or other swallowing difficulty. He gave a history of some transient episodes of dizziness. He has some recurrent headaches. Reduced hearing is significant, but he does not have hearing aids, new paragraph. He has a gastrointestinal history of constipation, and stomach pain. He's on medication, new paragraph. He gives a history of reduced recollection, transient dizziness. He has a lifelong history of reduced sleep. New paragraph, he has reduced bladder control and nocturia. New paragraph, there's no hematological history. New paragraph, locomotor musculoskeletal, he has difficulty with walking. Pain in one calf, weakness of his neuromuscular joints. New paragraph, mental status, sometimes he feels depressed. New paragraph, neck, no symptoms reported. Male genital urinary sense, 5 feet 5 inches tall. He denied other male genital urinary problems. He remains sexually active with a satisfactory sexual life by report. There's no history of transmissible disease. New paragraph. Dermatological, no symptoms reported now. No psychiatric, no history of psychiatric referral or care. No history of convulsions, fainting spells, or paralysis. Respiratory, no symptoms reported. Personal safety, he does give a history of frequent falls. There is some difficulty with his hearing. He does not live alone. He has not reportedly completed an advance directive, did not request additional information. There's no history of exposures to verbally threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse. New paragraph, personal and family health history. He was born on January 16, 1943. He's age 80 and right-handed. Next paragraph, his father died at age 81 when, quote, he sat down and died, unquote. His mother died at age 87 from pneumonia. He has two siblings, one brother and one sister, age 72 and 74, both in good health. His wife is age 78 in good health. He has two sons, age 42 and 52, in good health. New paragraph, he reported no additional family history of serious or significant illness. New paragraph, education. He graduated high school in 1961, college in 1965, postgraduate education, 1970 and later. New paragraph, social history and health habits. He is married. He reports never taking alcohol. He does not smoke, but briefly smoked from 1962 to 1964. He does not use recreational substances. He lives with his wife. There are no dependents at home. New paragraph, occupational concerns, none reported. He is retired. Educator, new paragraph, serious illnesses and injuries. He gives a previous history of fractures, concussion, however, without loss of consciousness, and some other serious illnesses. Ankle fracture was treated previously. A broken leg was treated previously. Operations and hospitalizations, no history of blood transfusion. No reports of any serious hospitalizations or prolonged medical care. New paragraph, neuromusculoskeletal review of systems, general. He reports fatigue, chronic irritable insomnia, disequilibrium, reduced hearing, head, there's no history of neuralgia, headaches, fainting spells or loss of consciousness or similar family history. New paragraph, neck. He reports some pain in his neck with mild spasm. But no other symptoms. New paragraph, upper back and arms, no symptoms reported. Middle back, he gives a history of back aches in his middle back with some weakness in the legs. Shoulders, no symptoms reported. Elbows, no symptoms reported. Wrists, no symptoms reported. Hips, no symptoms reported. Ankles, no symptoms reported. Feet, intermittent pain in the feet. No other symptoms reported. New paragraph, neurological review of symptoms. He denied a history of diplopia or ocular visual impairment. New paragraph. He does give a history of bilateral hearing loss. He does not wear hearing aids. New paragraph. He denied difficulty with facial sensation. New paragraph. He denied weakness in the face. New paragraph. He denied difficulty with his sense of smell, taste, chewing, swallowing, or phonation. New paragraph. He denied difficulty with deglutition except for liquids in which it takes him a period of time to swallow water. New paragraph. He denied unusual motor weakness except for dragging of his right leg following his head injury. New paragraph. He denied paresthesias in the upper and lower extremities. New paragraph. He denied tremor or unusual movements, but believes that he may have some stiffness related to, quote, Parkinsonism, possibly. New paragraph. He gave a long-standing history of insomnia and difficulty sleeping, not necessarily positional in nature. New paragraph. He currently experiences unsteadiness in ambulation, where he feels uncomfortable reporting that he has a smaller gait, but without a clear description of festination. New paragraph. Neurological examination. Mr. Jones is a well-developed, well-nourished, right-handed man who appears to state his age. His thinking is logical, goal-oriented, insightful, and intelligent, with a sense of humor. His immediate, recent, remote memories appear to be intact. New paragraph, he demonstrates some difficulty at times with immediate and word recollection. New paragraph, his motor examination demonstrates preserved bulk, tone, and strength. He ambulates with a tilt to the right, raising his right upper extremity and posturing his left hand by his side. He has difficulty in mobilizing his right leg, which he tends to swing around. New paragraph. He cannot perform heel, toe, or tandem walking without additional support. New paragraph. Romberg's test was unremarkable. New paragraph. Sensory examination has preserved all modalities. New paragraph. His deep tendon reflexes are very brisk at the patellar. Preserved at the Achilles with a presence of slight clonus on the left, unsustained. Upper extremity reflexes are preserved. Subparagraph, testing for pathological and primitive reflexes suggest equivocal bilateral Babinski signs and slight bilateral palmamental responses. New paragraph, cerebellar extrapyramidal rapid alternating successive movements in the upper extremities are accomplished. There is motor dyspraxia on rotation of the left lower extremity compared to the right with a tendency to cross the midline. There is a slight tendency towards inducible neuromuscular stiffness in the right upper extremity and possibly distally in the right lower extremity. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Oh, new paragraph. A cranial nerve evaluation is within normal limits with a relatively small oropharyngeal airway. Malpati score estimated 3 plus. New paragraph. Visual fields of confrontation are reduced asymmetrically on the left lateral hemigaze. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Clinical history of fall and head injury with clinical findings suggesting possible subcortical injury with right, that is partial right paresis. Subparagraph, clinical symptoms of underlying possible increased neuromuscular tone without tremor. New paragraph, right lower extremity dyspraxia with foot drop weakness. New paragraph, personal clinical history and findings suggesting risk factors for non-obstructive hydrocephalus. New paragraph, this clinical presentation would suggest that subdural hemorrhage be excluded. New paragraph, recommendations. As reasonably and quickly as possible, he should have a brain MR imaging study and cervical evaluation with his history of neck pain and findings of ataxia and dyspraxia. For exclusion of spinal stenosis due to traumatic neck injury. New paragraph. Additional laboratory testing for myelopathy risk factors will be requested. New paragraph. With his history of possible adult malnutrition, I'm giving him a prescription for men's daily vitamin for men over 50 to pick up the local pharmacy. New paragraph. We will schedule him for his imaging procedures and a follow-up appointment here in the clinic with the results of his lab studies and clinical trial. New paragraph. I will send a follow-up report when he's seen again, or sooner if necessary, and sign respectfully with my professional signature.